GM and VP of Football Ops, Wally Bono, joins us. Wally, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
Oh, always good to be on the Edmonton stations, and big game for both teams tomorrow night.
It is. Now, before we get to football, Taylor Swift's in Edmonton, and Mark Mageau is going. He's excited. What is the best or most memorable concert you've been to?
Well, I'll give you two. One's a woman and the other one's a man. So 1967, Montreal Four, James Brown. I can't remember. When Celine Dion was just starting to become, who she was at the in Calgary, she came and performed twice for us. And, those concerts were amazing. And, obviously now she's become a superstar. So, between James Brown and Celine Dion, probably the two as far as entertainment and all of that, things most memorable.
Well, now, James Brown, were you playing?
No, I was 16 or 17 years
okay.
old. Yeah, no.
Okay.
That's when music was really music, right?
Oh, man. Well, James Brown must have put on a hell of a show.
No. It was unbelievable at the Forum, at the end, when he does the, the cloak thing and, on the stage, off the stage, on the stage. Yeah, it was, like I said, this is like 50 years ago, I can still remember it.
That is awesome. Wally, you've had, in your stay in the CFL, the ability to find quarterbacks. And with so many injuries this year, we know some have come in more. What were the things that you looked for that you were always able to find a quarterback when your starter went down or left to the NFL in a few cases to have the guy ready that he could come in and not be a drop-off?
Well, are getting a lot better when it comes to that in the CFL. When you look across the league, there's a lot of good young quarterbacks, and we believe in John Jennings that we have a young fellow like that hopefully in a year or two will be an outstanding quarterback. But when you talk about quarterbacks, a couple of things that you always have to find is the it factor, whether it's charisma, whether it's leadership, whether it's the ability to deal with the pressure, deal with the expectations. The other critical thing I believe is the ability to make good decisions under pressure, good decisions under the disciplines of the position. The other thing that you want guys who want to compete, who want to be the best. There's a lot of other things, but if the quarterback doesn't have that it factor, it's tough. If he doesn't make good decisions, that's another issue, because the quarterback is all about making good decisions. And great quarterbacks, and Edmonton's had a lot of great quarterbacks. I don't believe that you could name one that wasn't truly a competitor.
Interesting when you say the it factor, right? Because some guys in practice, maybe they don't look too good. When the game's on, all of a sudden they change, and they really seem to have a confidence about them. I've talked to a lot of players.
You have one in Edmonton.
Yeah, and Mike Riley.
Well, like I say, Mike Riley, when we, and again, I'll give you another example. Mike Riley was a perfect example. He came here and, he's going to probably shoot me for saying this, but not overly impressive in practice. And in the fourth quarter, we threw him out there, and all of a sudden it was like this guy gets transformed into an athletic, rugged, assured quarterback. In the 1990s, Jeff Garcia came to us from San Jose, and I've heard Jeff speak. He spoke at our Orange Helmet dinner, and he talks about that he wasn't a great practice player, and he wasn't, believe me, but we went down to Sacramento to play. We put him in the fourth quarter, and all of a sudden this guy transformed, from a weed into a flower. And, his career has been a tremendous career. So, the it factor is that ability, and it's not always that ability, but sometimes it's just, when you meet the individual, you can see he's got, special qualities. When you see him around his teammates, you can see special qualities. Or, with some people, it's when they step on the field, all of a sudden, something turns on and they transform into this great quarterback.
Wally Bono joins us. Wally, in Jeff Garcia's case, when you mentioned he wasn't a great practice player, you must have noticed that early on as a coach. Did you try to make him become a better practice player, or did you just accept that on game day you knew he was going to be there?
Well, you know what? Practice, there's twofold. You know, it's one, knowing what you're supposed to do, and then being able to execute what you're supposed to do. You know what I mean? So, you know, a quarterback goes out there and maybe doesn't throw a pretty ball, maybe doesn't throw a good ball, but throws it to the right person. You know, that's critical. You know, now when the game's on, all of a sudden, you know, the tension, the pressure, you know, now all of a sudden he throws a better ball. You know, he throws it with more accuracy. He throws it with more precision. You know, and then, you know, a lot of times is the guys all of a sudden are athletes that you can't measure the athletic qualities of a quarterback in practice because everything is pretty staged and pretty structured.
Well, Ivano joined us. It's interesting you mentioned that. So, you've had a lot of experience over the years, Wally. If you can't really gauge it, what do you look for then in practice?
Well, no, in practice, it's critical. But, you know, once you know, a Mike Riley, once you know a Jeff Garcia, you know, then obviously, you know, they get more confidence and they become better practice players. You know, they become better at doing what, you know, they it needs to be done. But, you know, sometimes initially, you know, when they come to training camp, you know, what's occurred during practice, you know, makes you have, you know, second thoughts. But, you know, at times when they step on the field, you know, it's, you know, it's a totally different athlete. I mean, Travis Lule, for me, had the it factor when I met him in Portland at our free agent camp. You can just tell that this guy was a leader, that this guy here had a tremendous manner about himself, who was really into football, who was very sharp. You know, and he maybe doesn't transform as much as a Mike Riley did, you know, once the game started.
On your defense, you were, you know, a dominant defensive player. While you got some great players on defense, and your team is struggling defensively early on. How come?
Well, you, again, how come? You know, we've had, I think, three quarterbacks rush for close to 100 yards, you know, which is good and bad. You know, it's bad because of the fact that usually, you know, they're rushing, getting away from the pressure or getting away from somebody that's supposed to be, you know, bringing them down. We've given up, you know, at least one or two big plays a game, and, you know, that's in five games. And when you do that, it's too easy for the offenses. And, you know, and I believe the rules do have a greater effect on some teams than on other teams. And, you know, from that point of view, you know, it is what it is. We've played some good defense. We've played some bad defense. You know, we've kept us in games like we did last week in Winnipeg. Everybody, you know, thinks that we, you know, but in the second half, you look at the turnovers, you look at the field position, you know, the defense kept the game close, but yet at the end of the day, it's not about keeping the game close, it's about winning. And the other thing we haven't had a lot of is turnovers. I think we have six or seven interceptions, but I'm not sure that we have a fumble recovery yet. And without turnovers, without causing those kind of mistakes, it's going to be tough on you.
Wally Buono, GM and VP of Football Operations for the BC Lions, joins us. Wally, you've you know, you made the transition to just general manager a few years ago, and then you had to make the decision. You've hired coaches, and then you kind of had to go through that first time making a head coaching change. How difficult was that for you? What'd you learn from it?
Well, you know what, it's always difficult because, again, it affects people's lives, not only the coach but his family. It affects your organization, you know, because, you know, again, change of that nature is usually a negative situation, trying to make it into a positive. You know, what you learn is the fact that, you know, no matter what occurs, you always got to do what's best for the organization. And when you fire a friend and you fire his family, you know, you can't make it personal. You can't let it personally affect you from a business perspective. You know, the thing about, you know, and I knew this, I didn't learn this, but, you know, you got to make the tough choices. You know, Mike Benavides, when you look at his record, is probably better than a lot of coaches who are still coaching over 3 years. I think he had 33 wins and 33 wins and 21 losses, which gives him an 11-7 record for every year. I don't think there's, you know, three young coaches that have the same record. But yet, when you look at it, you know, after the third year, you know, unfortunately, we had to make a change. And usually the guy that takes all the blame for it is either the quarterback or the head coach. And at this time, it was the head coach.
Why was Tedford the right guy for you?
Well, you know what? He was the right guy because, again, he's got a tremendous background, played in the CFL, coached in the CFL, coached for me in the CFL, had tremendous success, you know, whether it was at Fresno, Oregon, at Cal, because of health issues, had to leave the NFL. So, you know, his whole coaching career, he's had success. And, you know, at this point, he's trying to implement who he is, what he is, and what he wants the players to do. And, you know, we're 2-3, which is not a great record, but we're not anywhere out of the hunt but at this time.
Going back to the original comment about quarterbacks and the it factor, are there other positions over time that you've scouted where you look and say, okay, you know what, in practice, you know, maybe a ferocious linebacker or a receiver, are there other positions that you notice guys who can be significantly different on game day than practice?
I'm going to say, shouldn't be that way because it's a totally different, makeup. I mean, a defensive lineman should be good all the time. A running back should be good all the time. The quarterback is so totally different because of the fact that, it involves making split-second decision. It involves great accuracy. It involves, great athletic skills. And, the quarterback is never under the same duress as he is under game pressure because the speed of the game is what dictates to him how successful he is or how the lack of success he is. So, I don't want to say that you can't, but I'm saying that at the when the quarterback is the one that's most affected, by the amount of pressure that's on him, and by the speed of the game. And, that to me is difficult to sometimes determine until he actually gets into the game.
Well, the offsides and procedures, pre-snap penalties are up significantly this year in the CFL. As a guy who's watched it and played it so long, why is that? Is that just a lack of focus from players? What's going on?
Well, I think it is a lack of focus. I think it's a lack, too, of the coaches being harsher with the players in practice. You jump offside in practice, you're going to jump offside in the game. You do procedure in the game, you're going to do procedures, in practice, you're going to do I think from a coaching perspective, this is something that you have to squelch ASAP, or you have to then practice that. And then if in practice, there's these kind of things that occur, there has to be consequences. I think when you look at across the league, the stadiums are getting noisier. When you go to Winnipeg, it's very, very noisy. We were there just the other day with Saskatchewan is noisy. I believe even Calgary was noisy. Edmonton, I think the other night was a noisy game. Montreal is noisy. Hamilton, from my experience from last year and from watching the game against Toronto, was very, very loud. Our place is extremely loud. So procedures, offsides, can be both ways. It can affect the offense and it can also affect the defense. So, I think you got to give some credit to maybe the surroundings, but I think at the end of it, it's still a discipline that the coaches have to, monitor and that they have to deal with.
Wally, always great to catch up with you. Best of luck with your organization the rest of the season.
Well, appreciate it. I look forward to coming to Edmonton. I think we're there in the fall and, we got, like I said, big game tomorrow night and, we'd like to end even our record at 3-3.